Introduction. John Wayne Gacy was America's most prolific serial killer at the time he was caught, with 33 confirmed victims found tucked in the mud in his crawl space or floating in the Des Plaines River in Chicago, Illinois. Today, only Samuel Little, Gary Ridgway, and Ted Bundy rank higher than him, even though he still holds the record for receiving the longest sentence imposed on a mass murderer, 21 consecutive life sentences and 12 death sentences. He became known as the Killer Clown, because while he was a charming, funny clown that entertained children at community parties and hospitals, he also used his tricks to trap his victims into handcuffs and the rope that would eventually snuff out their life. He was obsessed with clowns and had collected memorabilia, paintings, makeup, and costumes for years before he was caught. On death row, he spent most of his time painting clowns and self-portraits depicting himself as Pogo the Clown, the persona he had created to regress into childhood. When detectives entered his home in Norwich for the first time, they took notice of the room he had assigned to what appeared to be a clown museum. In it, he also had a picture of Bobby Vinton, a singer who was known as the Polish Prince, and who Gacy greatly admired. It was his own Polish heritage that helped him formulate his clown persona, where he said that Pogo meant Polish on the go, and on the go he was. He was a workaholic who liked to impress people in any way that he could. Elaborate stories, bustling parties, and a resume filled with volunteer and community work that allowed him to get away with serial rape and murder for 6 years without detection. He cruised through Chicago late at night in his police-themed car to find his prey, blaming them for their own deaths, either because they sold their bodies for sex or were dumb enough to fall for his tricks, as he said. Before he became an active serial killer, he was an experienced predator and serial rapist who had spent 18 months in prison for sodomizing two teenage boys. When he was arrested in December of 1978, it was ironically the same time that his initial 10-year sentence would have ended, but because he was so hardworking, charming, and manipulative, he was released early the first time. All 33 of his known victims would not have died if he had been kept behind bars. This was a tough pill for anyone to swallow. Gacy truly was a terrible example of hard work paying off, even if it is undeniable that he worked harder than most at everything he set out to do. He was a businessman through and through, even hustling his way through the grim days on death row. By creating his eerie paintings of clowns, celebrities, and other serial killers, he was able to live comfortably on the thousands of dollars that he generated from selling them, which earned him cigars, snacks, and more art supplies. Thankfully, in 1985, the Son of Sam law was passed, and Gacy was more restricted with what he could negotiate with the outside world. Ever determined to win and have the last laugh, he said that he didn't care and that he only created the art to bring joy to people's lives. John Wayne Gacy was executed by lethal injection on May the 10th, 1994, a stark contrast to the moment that Nelson Mandela became the president of South Africa, which occurred on the same day. While one man was executed for his horrific crimes, another demonstrated that it is possible to overcome trauma and suffering, and to rather show how that resilience can be put to better use. Gacy's actions have affected at least 100 people per victim, which means that 3,300 people were severely impacted and devastated by what he had done. Some ended their own lives, some struggled with their mental health for decades. And even those of us who study him in the present moment have the potential to feel swallowed whole by the darkness that he brought into this world. Let's investigate what the most frightening and least funny clown got up to.